Masechta Sanhedrin has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Ba Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea ve'esrim shana.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org. The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Grossman, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches. Today's daf is mostly Agadata, so I'm going to use a passage in the sugya as a springboard to discuss one of the most interesting and critical issues in Halacha, in Chashem Mishpat, and Eben Ezer in the modern time. That is the question of the reliance on DNA testing, blood testing, to determine identity, to determine paternity. The Gemara brings a braisa as follows. It's actually an elaboration of the Mishnah from a daf earlier. Tana Rabbanan. Lehagi gedulato shel melech malchem lachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To tell us the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is tovea kamamat be'ez b'chosim echad. He stamps many coins with one mold, one seal. V'kulan dom in zel ozeh. Obviously, they're all identical. Avla Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tavea Kol Adam B'Chasama Shel Adam Arishon. Everyone comes from Adam Arishon. They're all stamped from the same initial version, Adam. Ve'ein Echem Mehem Dom Alachaveru. And yet, no two are alike. Shenemar Tishapech Chomer Chosam Ve'yizyatzvu Kmo Levush. The Gemara continues. Upneimayin Partufeim Dom in Zelazeh. Why, indeed, are their faces not alike? Shel Yira Adam Dirana V'Yishana V'Yomer Shalihi. The Gemara goes on. Gemara says Tanya, Hayir Meir Omer, Bishlosha Dvarim Adam Mishtana Michavero, Bekol, Bemaro, Vidas. There are three ways in which people are different: voices, appearance, and das. Gemara goes on. So Rav Zalman Chaim Goldberg, in a discussion on relying on DNA for Aguna, he was talking about the Agunas of the World Trade Center. He actually was a strong supporter of relying on DNA. He has a very important essay on this. And he winds up by mentioning this Gemara and saying, this is the great godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone comes from Adam, and it wouldn't be a big deal if Hashem made a billion people all different and they all had different DNA. That's easy. But the Chiddush is, even though they all come from Adam Arishon, still they all have different fingerprints, different DNA. And that is one aspect of the point the Gemara is making. So as I said, the question of using DNA and using other kinds of blood factor testing to determine identity and family relationships is a very important one. There are really two issues. One issue is determining identity. If we find remains, we find a person, we want to know, is this the person we think it is? The primary nafkamina of that, of course, is Aguna. The other issue is determining familial relationships, primarily paternity. The primary issues with Mana Zeher are Mamzeris, to determine if a woman's child comes from her husband or somebody else, and also for child support, to determine whether a certain person is the father of a certain child and whether he should be obligated to pay child support. So these issues, of course, Mamzeris and Mizanos, paternity, and Aguna, of course, are issues that have been discussed for thousands of years. These kinds of biological testing are pretty recent, the last 50 years or so, although, as we shall see, there actually was a version discussed by much earlier Poskim, but in the last several decades primarily is when the literature has begun to flourish. Most of the sources we'll be quoting are taken from, have been printed in various articles, encyclopedias, modern svarim. I recommend the Sefer Mashua Liitzchak, a Sefer Zikaron for Rav Herzog. There are two excellent articles in there by the Rabbanim professors, Neria Guttel, the acclaimed author of the acclaimed Hishtanas HaTeva Ba'alacha, as well as Rabbi Professor Avraham Steinberg, the acclaimed author of Encyclopedia Halachatit Rufuit. They both have articles discussing Rav Herzog's position, and they touch on many other opinions. There's also in Volume 2 of the Mashua Liitzchak, there's an article focusing on the technical aspects of the scientific aspects of the DNA testing by Rabbi Dr. Mordechai Halperin. are also a couple of comprehensive articles in the Sefer Yoshev Yitzchak, Rabbi Schechter. One is in Chelek Gimel, Chashon Mishpat Simen Mem Dalet, another in Chelek Tes, Yerdeh Simen Mem. So the remainder of this lecture will be divided into roughly three parts. First, we will discuss thematically what the primary issues are. Three major issues why some poskim did not accept it and why other poskim disagreed. Then we will discuss, as I alluded to earlier, one very interesting discussion of blood testing or other kinds of biometrics from a much earlier pre-modern source, and then we will discuss the opinions of many of the contemporary poskim for relying or not on DNA, primarily Bizman Hazeh. So there are three major issues that the poskim raise regarding relying on these types of biological testing. The first question is it really reliable? So poskim have approached this question in different ways. Some of them have said, especially before they had DNA, when they were still relying on different kinds of blood factor identification, that the identification is simply not 100% reliable. They give different figures, 93%, if we have to consider false positive, false negative, depending on what you try to prove, but they simply are not totally reliable. Moreover, some poskim were programmatically skeptical to the science, and they said, we don't rely on doctors in general for halacha. And there's a famous Chasam Sofer who said that because the experiments they do are largely on goyim and Jewish bodies are somehow different, we don't like to rely on the conclusions of the doctors. And another point, related point, that some of the achronim make is that science evolves, science changes, nothing is ever final, things can be proven or disproven, and what science believes today may not be true tomorrow. So these are the arguments presented by some achronim who do not want to rely on these biological tests. On the other hand, other achronim said no. They said it's not bar. Well, certain tests are very bar. The DNA testing, there are 10 orders of magnitude, according to some opinions, that they're extremely reliable. See, it obviously depends on exactly what the test is and how reliable a given result is. Regarding not relying on doctors, other poskim said, it's proof. We've done repeated experiments. We've done it. It's a fact. You can observe it. You can do the experiment yourself. It's not speculation. This is not origin science. We can establish that no two people will have the same DNA. The odds are overwhelming, absolutely overwhelming, vanishingly small, that such a thing will occur by chance. Regarding the evolution of medical science, yes, certain things are still tenuous, but certain things that are well established by experiments are hard to change. Maybe we'll understand the philosophy or the deeper meaning behind it more clearly, but the facts are the facts. Experiments are verifiable. So this was one issue the poskim discussed. Second issue is, in principle, as we discussed in our share to the previous daf in Sanhedrin, daf Lamed Zayin, there are sources in many of the Rishonim and Achronim, the Gemara itself, that we cannot rely on Umdana for Dine Mamanus, Dine Nefashus. Even if we have overwhelmingly strong circumstantial evidence, we need actual aidas, actual halakhically sanctioned proof, and maybe biological testing doesn't qualify. Again, other poskim said, Umdana is only when things are not absolutely 100%, but if the facts are absolutely clear, if fingerprints are, there are no two ways about it. It is what it is. There's no denying it. Some poskim have said that transcends umdana and rises to the level of raw certainty. The third issue the poskim raise is an extremely controversial issue. This is something where people felt very strongly on both sides of the issue. This is the question of whether blood testing, especially in the early days before they had DNA, when it was mostly done by blood, many achronim argue that this is a stira to a gemara in Nida. Gemara Nida is a famous Gemara, Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Shutafin Yesh Ba'adam. There are three partners in the creation of a human being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'Aviv, V'Ima. Aviv Mazriya Halaven, Shemimenu Atzamos Begidim, and other parts of the body. Zipernayim, Umach, Shavarosho, the white things in a person, V'Lov and Shabayin, Ima Mazras Adam. The mother gives the Odim the red. The idea was that the Dam Nida, the Dam comes from the mother. And the Odim is the source of all redness in the body. Shemimenu, Aru, Basar, Vistaras, Vishaka, Shabayan. And Akash Baruch Hu knows him by Ruach and Hashem of a cluster upon over Riyas Ayin, Shemias Odim, Zibrapeh, Bilakulayim, Ubina, Vahaskil. So many Akharim argued, as we will see, that anything that relies on blood, that relies on identifying factors in the blood, cannot tell us anything about paternity. It can tell us about who the mother was, which is usually not the question. It can tell us identity, perhaps, but it cannot tell us anything about the father, because the father does not give the red part of the body. Now, obviously, this is an extremely controversial point. many Achronim said, A, this is an Agadah to Gemara, and you can't rely on the Halacha, and B, the science is true. We know that the factors come from the Father. We know how it works. You can't deny what science tells us as being absolutely true because of a Gemara. Technically also, some Achronim have said, whatever the Gemara may have a deeper meaning, or whatever the Gemara meant, they say the core of the blood comes from the mother, but certain components of the blood or other parts of the blood, the cells, the liquid, the plasma, may come from the father. So again, it's difficult to know exactly what the Gemara means, they said, and it's like God, it's a Gemara, and the science is conclusive, and it might be different parts of the dam. So other Achronim said that we don't rely on this Gemara. I'll call upon him. There were many Achronim, as we shall see, who did fail, but this Gemara categorically ruled out the possibility of relying on blood testing to determine paternity. So these are the three major issues discussed by the Achronim. Now, as we've mentioned, aside from all the modern discussion, there is one pre-modern discussion of biological testing, and that is actually a fascinating passage in the Sefer Chassidim of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. This is in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. He brings a story about Rav Sadia Gaon. Other sources attribute the story to Shlomo HaMelech. The version that the Sefer Chassidim quotes is an extremely Arabian Nights-esque story. The story goes that a man had a child, and he also had a slave, and the slave, and they were in an area where they weren't well known, and the slave managed to usurp the son, the rightful heir of the son's place, and he pretended he was the son, and he expelled the son, and the son came to Rav Sadia, and they went to the king, and the king told Rav Sadia to take care of it. So Rav Sadia performed, according to the story, a fascinating medical experiment. He took dam, he would make his dam, he took blood from both candidates for the son, the actual son and the Eved. He put them in two separate bowls. Then he took a bone from the deceased father, and he dipped it into one of the bowls, and the dam was not absorbed into the bone. Then he took the bone and dipped it in the other bowl, which contained the true son's blood, and then the dam was nivla, and the rationale for this is because ki uguf echad. So Rav Sadia said, oh, so we see who the real son is. This is a story, so Ayin Sham reviewed Achatzit to see what significance he attributes to the story. It had nothing to do with testing. But later Acharon began to suggest that this would be a potentially valid method, if you know how to do it, for determining paternity. And they bring a Gemara in Bava Basra. Very interesting little Gemara. The Gemara in Bava Basra is Afnun Chesam and Aleph. The Gemara says there was a story about a man who had heard, from he had heard his wife admit that 9 out of his 10 children were Mamzerim, she had committed adultery, and 9 of her 10 children were not from him. So when he died, he left his estate to his one true son without specifying who it was. So they came to the Dayan, Rabbana, how should we figure out who the son is? So he told them, everyone go, all 10 of you go and bang on the grave, and that will Zilu Chavotu Kibra Davuchon, go bang on the grave, he'll come up, he'll come out and tell us who the right one is. So they all did it, but the one who was the real son, Lo Azul, he couldn't bring himself to strike his father's grave. So Amar Lahu, ah, I got you. Kulu Nifte Dehai. This person is the true son, he's the one who couldn't strike his father's grave. So it was really a trick. It was a trick to reveal who was the son. So the Eliyahu Rabba, on Arachayim and Siman Tovkuf Samaches Sivkan Tezvav, asks, why did he have to play this whole charade? If Rabbi Yehuda Chassid's Shemar Sadigon's method really works, presumably the Chazal knew it too, why didn't he do that trick? So the Rashash, Rafinart, and Bava Basra, and Dach Nunches says, you know why he didn't do that? Because had he done that trick, he would have proved that the other ones are Mamzer. What he actually did was just a psychological trick that doesn't have any standing leaving Mamzeris. But had he done an actual biological test, that would have proved Mamzeris. And that we don't want to do. We don't want to be Marv Mamzeris and be Israel. So Rav Yashuv has a letter which is widely quoted. It's printed in Kovitz Chuvas, Chalik Aleph, number 135, Kuflam and Hay. It's widely quoted by contemporary Akronim. Says, you see a very important principle from this Rashash, from this Gemara. You see that if according to Halacha we are not required to suspect someone of Mamzeris, even if there's a rumor that he is a Mamzer, and even if we could do a test which would be reliable, we don't do it. Halacha does not require us to do it, and we don't do it, and that's why he did a different test, to avoid making Mamzerim. So Yashav actually passed in this way. There was a kid who had a Cheskes Kashrus for many years. There was a rumor that the kid was a Mamzer. They asked, should we do a DNA test? He said, no. He said, we don't do tests to Marv Mamzerim. So those are the basic issues involved in testing, and this is the one pre-modern discussion in the poskim. Now, as I mentioned, we will turn to see what the Achronim have actually said in the last half century or so on the subject. So the first, basically the first, and the most widely quoted of the opponents who believe that we do not rely on testing, blood testing, was the great Rishon Lezion, Sfardic Chief Rabbi of Israel, Rav Tzion Meir Chai Uziel. His opinion is just a very brief paragraph, just a couple of lines, in his Sefer Shari Uziel, Chelik Beis, Shar Mem, Perik Aleph, Oz Yud Ches. He was talking about obligating the father to support his child when he denied it. So he said, "Kol makom she'ein shur sedin mechayevas ha'av u'mezonos yalos nunim." If according to the standard halachic rules of evidence, we do not necessarily assume that the kid is this father's child, ein sum kol b'dikas madayas. We do not rely on the scientific testing. He brings in Maranida and says that conclusively proves that the blood cannot be a reliable determinant of paternity. And then he said, then with great faith in Chazal, he says categorically, "Kol bedika madayas misbatelas neged kabbalasim hanamana shel Chazal." Any scientific test is null and void in the face of Chazal's Kabbalah. Shekol devrayim nemru baruch hakodesh, baruch shebachar mehemu mishnasim. Everything they said is baruch hakodesh, and we dismiss science. Obviously, this will bring us into the great science and Torah controversies, the Slifkin wars, and all that. But I'll call upon him. This was the opinion of Rav Tzion Meir Chai Uziel. And as we will see, he's quoted on many other poskim who said that the Gemara Nida trumps the science. This was the opinion of Rav Shalom Hashash, the great Rav of Yerushalayim for many years, Sephardic rabbi. This was the opinion of Rav Yisrael Velt, the Hungarian, and then Yerushalayim rabbi in his Tshuvas Divrei Yisrael, Avin Ezra Simon Ches. This is also the opinion of the Tzitzeliezer. I found this kind of surprising, actually. The Tzitzeliezer was in constant contact with doctors and was a great expert on medical science. I might have thought that he would follow the science, but he says very firmly, in quite strong language, that we do not. The Tzitzeliezer is in Chelek Yud Gimel of his Tshuvas, Siman Kuftalev. It was actually a letter to Rabbi Abraham, Rabbi Avram Sofer Abraham, the author of the Nishmas Avram and Lev Avram, who was in frequent contact with various poskim on medicine and science. The Tshuva was written in Tavshin Lamed Zayin in 77. Based on the Maranita, he says, we do not rely on blood testing to determine paternity. Then he discusses the story about Rav Sadia. And he says, also, the other point we made, that scientific tests are only guesses and estimates, and the scientists change their mind. And he wrote, the Maskani is, he wrote, based on everything we've said, and especially the Maranidza, he said, Bidika, Suge, Hadam, blood typing, Eina, Tofis, Machum, Bidine, Torah, had no status in Torah, Kilitfal, Yidei, Kain, Zahas, Zahas. To determine paternity, we do not rely on blood testing. Another great Israeli Gaon who held this way is Rabbi Yeshua Menachem Ehrenberg, the author of the Dry Yeshua, the Rav of the Rabbanut Rav of Tel Aviv Yafo, famous Dayan for many years. In his Shuva is Dry Yeshua, Chela Gimel, Evan Ezer, Simon Hayos Beis. He felt very strongly about this too, that we do not rely on this. Chas v'shalom, he wrote, Lo Yosei Kein B'Yisrael, Lo Zivi Derech Torah Kedoshim. We cannot accept the scientist, even when it's not a steer to Chazal, and certainly here where it is a steer to Chazal. It's not even a suffix, he wrote, the Bimar Nida says that it's not, we can't rely on that. He says, then he discusses also the Rav Sadia story. He says, even Rav Sadia never really meant to rely on the Badika. Certainly Arab doctors, he says, we cannot rely on this. And he concludes by saying, Kol Shkein Badika Sadam Shal Rof Is Manenu. Certainly, our medical tests of Dam, Ein Locha Shalea Klal, we ignore it, we do not place any faith in it. That's it. Another great Israeli rabbi who also rejected blood testing was Chaim Avadia. In his letter, he says he passed him this way, and when he was on the Beis HaGadol, and he actually wrote a letter to Rav Shalom Hashash, and one of his shuvas who said that when Rav Hashash was on the Beis and said that we do not accept testing, and he wrote to Rav Avadia for his haskama. So Rav Avadia wrote back. This is printed in various places. Recently, it's been printed in Yabi Omer itself, in Chelek Yud, Evan Ezra, Simon Ches. Rav Avadia says, Kein Pasachnu Beis HaGadol many years ago, we do not rely on Bedikas Rikmos. Like many of the Achronim have said, and he brings Rav Aziel and the Dry Yeshua and Rav Velt and the Divrei Yisrael. He also brings Rav Menashe Klein. And he writes, the only one who said that we do rely on it is Rav Herzog, who we shall see presently. And he writes, good, Rav Herzog is Rav Herzog, but Achar Rav Lahatis, most Achronim, Rav Avadia says, felt that we do not rely on these types of testing. Then, after Yabi Omer, there's also an interesting comment in the Lev Avram, that is Rabbi Abraham Sefer, one of his Svarim. In the Lev Avram, the text of the Lev Avram itself, in Chelek Beis, Perik Imelos Beis, he just wrote that we do not rely on testing. He didn't even bring Rav Herzog, he wrote Rav Uziel, Rabbi Ehrenberg, Rabbi Waldenberg, and Tzitzeliezer. They all say that we don't rely on these testing. Now, in the beginning of the Sefer, he printed notes from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote to him in response to the Sefer, And Rosh Hashanah Zalman wrote, he says, you know, this Gemara needs that everyone brings. He says, okay, the Gemara needs an Kotach Kepshutim, perhaps. We don't know if Chazal always meant everything literally. Maybe they're not talking about blood testing, but Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, anyway, we don't rely on blood testing. He didn't really explain why. Perhaps he meant because because they weren't that reliable in his day. Whatever it is, Rosh Hashanah Zalman wrote explicitly, he agreed to the other Poskim that we do not rely on blood typing in Halacha. Yet another great Israeli Posek who ruled that we do not rely on blood typing is Rav Yaakov Rosenthal, another great Rabban Adayin. In his Sefer Mishnas Yaakov, he quotes a tshuva. This is in Ishus, in page 179, Kufayin Test. He writes that he discusses the question of blood typing. He brings the Gemara Nida, he goes back and forth, and he writes that the Gemara Nida is not necessarily conclusive because there are different parts of the blood, and there are the cells, and the liquids, and other things, and it's not necessarily the case that no part of the dam comes from the father. But then he writes, Mitzanachar, we don't rely on blood testing, and he makes the point that science evolves. He writes, Hamada holech mispatech miyom liyom, science is constantly developing. Yitochin shemash hamada kovea kaes, ena kviya sofisvach latis, it's not final. V'ulay bispachas hamada, yim tu dvar mishutof, maybe science will yield new conclusions. And he writes, his maskana is again, ein lekva ba'ofen mishpati, from a legal halachic standpoint, we cannot determine paternity based on scientific principles which change mitkufa l'tkufa. So these were a fairly formidable list of poskim, and these are not fanatics. These were not anti-science fanatics. These were people like the Tzitzeliezer, of Rosenthal, or Benutayan, and people who were well acquainted with science and medicine. Yet surprisingly, the consensus seems to have been, at least in the days of blood testing, that we do not rely on blood testing for determining paternity. As we mentioned earlier, the great opponent of all this, who was extremely vehement in his opposition to this position, was Rav Herzog, one of the greatest Gaonim of the 20th century. He felt very, very strongly that we do rely on it, that we do rely on testing, and he used extremely strong language against the people who do not rely on it. He calls them people who stick their head in the sand. He has a letter which was printed in various places, including Asia, and it's brought in the Mashuel Yitzhak by rabbis Dr. Steinberg and Gutel. He writes, Kamat boshti v'nechlamti midivrei kvod yodlo. I'm one of the rabbis who do not want to rely on testing. I'm embarrassed, he says. I'm ashamed of this, he says. He says, what do you mean the Manas HaRofim, he says? It's a fact. All the scientists agree. The whole world agrees. It's nothing to talk about. It's not debatable, he says. He says, it's Nisbarak HaShemesh B'tzarayim. That's the way it is. He says, science in Talmud Chazal was based on Aristotle and other things. They didn't have a scientific method. He says, our science is much different from their science, he says. He says, Chaval, when his science develops and conquers the world, Rochesh Olamos and his Megala Sode Sodos, even though sometimes it's wrong, he says, we're going to stick our head in the sand, he says, Meshachim Roshenu B'chol Ka'ofa Yedua, like the ostrich that sticks its head in the sand. Rav Herzog was just outraged. He just felt this was an embarrassment to Judaism that people could just take an Agadah to Gemara Nida and reject the conclusive positions of science. And there were other referendum who held this way. The list is not quite as impressive as the first list, but there were other people who supported him, notably Rav Chaim David Regensburg, famous rabbi in Chicago for many years, later in Eretz Yisrael. In his Sefer Mishmeres Chaim, Siman Lamed Zayin, he has a long article on the question of Umdana, which we discussed in our previous share, that relying on on proofs and assumptions which are not formally evident. And he makes the point also, similar to Rav Herzog, he says, Umdana is when things are not absolutely certain, when there's a tel shel safek, when it's not 100%. He says, this is fact. This is the way it is. This is not debatable, he says. The testing is reliable. Now, he may have overstated this case, because Rosh Hashanah Mashash, in his psak, which is cited, for example, in the Pisgei Din Yerushalayim, in Volume 6, page 221, they bring him a saying that it's just not true. At least in their day, the blood testing was not 100% reliable. It was in the 90th percentile or so, but he can't be much money based on a rove, so he seems to may have overstated the case slightly, but he felt that Rabbi Regensburg at least felt that these things were irrefutable, and therefore, we do rely on them. So again, so many Akronim, most of the major Akronim who discussed it felt that we do not rely on blood testing. Rav Herzog and one or two others, another one along with Rav Herzog was Rav Adya Hadaya in the Askelavdi. In the Askelavdi, he cites a Beis Din who ruled that we do rely on blood testing, and he seems to have agreed with them. But again, the consensus of the Akronim is, like Rav Adya said, Akronim Lahatas, whether he actually passed, I don't know how to pass him, and we're not going to discuss here, but I'll call upon him. most of the, right, the Psach was from the Beis Nagadol, Iyar, Tafshin Yudal, the Brun of the Yaskalav, the Chelekei, Eben Ezra, Shimon Yud Gimel, page 149. And if the Bedika is Mavara, that it's not the father's kid, we'll patter him from his Zionist. It should also be pointed out that Rabbi Mashash and others have argued that even Rav Herzog and those who insisted that we do follow the science, many of them were talking about not to be Moti Mani. We will not be Moti Mani from the father if the Bedika shows it's not his kid. But some have argued that even Rav Herzog wouldn't have said that it's an absolute certainty to be Moti Mani, although Rav Herzog's language is certainly quite strong. It certainly seems that he would have gone with it, Mikol Vakol. But there are those who argue that we haven't found any posting Beferish who say that we treat the Bedika as an absolute Vadai. So that's a discussion mostly about blood testing. Just a few minor comments on the modern DNA testing, which is much more reliable, according to what I understand, than the old blood testing. So again, we mentioned in the beginning of our discussion, Rosamund Nechemia Goldberg. He has a famous essay which was published in Truman. It was published later in Yeshurun, in Chelik Yud Beis, page Tav Kuf Tesvav, Nishmas Avram, and the second edition of Ibn Ezra, Siman Dalet, also brings it. He has an essay where he argues strongly, the essay was about the Agunas of the World Trade Center. The question was, can we rely on DNA testing to ascertain the identity of various remains that were found? Rav Zalman Lechemia feels very strongly that we do. And he brings the Gemara, that's the Gadlus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, I think that people are all different. And, yeah, it's an interesting discussion, it's an interesting reading, but he comes out that we do indeed rely on DNA testing to verify. It's actually an interesting mistake. He writes that there was, he quotes some Chachma saying that the odds are 1 in 174 million, six zeros, against it occurring by chance. And this Chacham says that number is so large that it's more than there were people in the history of the world. Obviously, that's not the case. There are billions of people in the world right now. It's actually a typo in the Yeshurun version of the article. This article was also printed in the Kol Tzvi, for example, the YU journal. They dropped off three zeros, apparently. It should be 174 billion, which may indeed be more people than ever existed in the world. Another one who said you do rely on DNA testing is Early Asher. Earlier we mentioned that Early Asher seems to have said that we would rely on it from Amzeris, but that we don't check, Malacha doesn't require to. Rabbi Avraham, in his Nishmas Avraham, says that he personally asked Rabbi Yashiv if we're matter and aguna based on DNA, and Rabbi Yashiv said, yes, we treat it like a Siman Muvak. He says, why not? Just like fingerprints, he says, and dental records, the post can have traditionally the halachas, we rely on them. Why should DNA be any worse? And DNA is more modern discovery, but it's just as reliable. So I don't know exactly if there's a consensus, but DNA testing, we do have Rav Zalman Lechemia and Rav Eliashiv, both of whom say that we do rely on the modern testing. There's a discussion by the Shlomo Zafrani, Shimru Mishpat, and Simon and Gimel, a long discussion from the perspective of Umdana, whether we do or don't rely on DNA. He doesn't have quite a conclusion. Anyway, these are the issues. Blood testing, which was a discussion in the 60s and 70s, many posts can say we do not rely on the Marnida because not so reliable. Rav Herzog and one or two others say we do. DNA testing, my understanding is a little more accepted. Rav Zalman Lechemia and Rav Eliashiv, partly because the odds are overwhelming, partly because we can test other tissue other than them. So that's a basic outline of the halachic perspective on blood testing and DNA testing.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.